This audio interview is being conducted at the Seattle Sperm Bank on the 8th of October, 2021, with donor number 12772.
Hi, my donor number is 12772. I am 5 feet 8 inches tall and have a medium build. I have black hair and brown eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Irish, German, and French, and my father's ethnic origin is Chinese.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking time to be with us here today. We appreciate that a lot. And so we're going to start with some questions about you, and then we're going to move on to some questions about your interest in the donor program. All right. So the first one is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you have going on?
I am currently working. I graduated in 2019. Working since then.
Okay, great. And in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I, at least in the next 5 or so years, would like to see myself become more of an expert in my field. And then maybe from there, I would like to be, you know, develop more of that interpersonal organizational skill. I eventually want to see myself as someone who's the leader of a community or a group as I get more senior.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. So how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 2 sisters who are twins with each other, and they're about my age, and I also have 4 siblings that are much younger. I think the oldest of them is about 6 years old.
Oh, okay, great. Well, what's your relationship like with them?
With my closer sisters in age, because we grew up together, it's quite good. I mean, we fought as siblings growing up, but I moved to the States 2 years ahead of them, and then they followed 2 years after, and just being kind of in the same country together, that's a new country, was something that helped us grow closer to each other. So now I'd say we're quite good with each other.
Cool. All right. How about your parents? Would you say that you have any morals or values that they instilled in you when you're younger that you still see in yourself today?
My mom is a quite creative person, so I would say I definitely have that influence in me, and so do my sisters. My sister's actually gone into design as her field of study, and while I am not in a creative profession, I do enjoy creating things in my free time.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much for answering those questions. Okay, so when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, in my free time for the past year or two, I've been learning guitar, so I like doing that. In the past couple months, I've been practicing writing a bit, developing that skill a little. I really like watching movies, and lately I've been into like thrillery, suspenseful movies. Mm-hmm. But I also like sci-fi and fantasy types of movies as well.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, so I was going to dive into some of that stuff. You mentioned the things about movies already, so that's wonderful. You mentioned also guitar. You like music. Is there any particular genres you enjoy, or if it's easier to answer, some that you don't enjoy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say I focus a lot on like indie alternative rock. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite artists are Death Cab for Cutie, Bon Iver, Snow Patrol I like as well, Coldplay.
Awesome. Okay, great. How about foods? Do you have some favorite foods?
I really like Indian food. I had that a lot. I mean, I had it growing up, but I had a lot of it in college, so I feel like it's grown into me now. I also like Mediterranean food quite a bit.
Excellent. All right. How about reading? When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like?
I honestly, growing up, it was kind of hard. I didn't have a problem reading, but I had a problem maintaining interest in it. And what I learned eventually in my adolescence was that I like nonfiction. And like, I feel like as a kid, a lot of people tried to like feed me fiction stuff, which just didn't really sit with me when I was reading. Mm-hmm. So I like nonfiction. Right now I'm reading books on technical engineering things.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, how about traveling? What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
Yeah, I did a nice trip after graduating college where I visited Europe for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to Dublin, London, and Budapest.
Oh, cool.
Budapest was nice because I met up with some friends from high school, which like I hadn't seen them for a couple of years after college.
Yeah.
It was nice to just catch up. And then going to London and Paris was nice because I got to do some of the things that are in movies, like got to Buckingham Palace, the Louvre, and things like that.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's great. Okay, are there any other passions or talents or interests that you have that we haven't mentioned yet?
When I play guitar, I also sing. I was in a band in high school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, great. Okay, so we're going to move on to the donor program questions now. And the first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of just thinking, like, I want to donate something. And just because I am someone who has not really had any health issues growing up, which I've been grateful for. And if I can share that in some way, it seems good. But yeah, and then there are various benefits of being in the program as well.
Yeah, sure, okay. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I guess I am open to it if someone is interested in that, but I haven't thought much about it.
Okay, that's fair and honest. We appreciate that for sure. Is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donation?
I just hope that I'm able to enable them in some way to do something that they might have had trouble with otherwise, if it's growing or starting their family. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for taking time to be here. We really appreciate that, and we wish you the best going forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And this concludes the audio interview for donor number 12772 on the 8th of October, 2021.